Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the third episode of The Good Life. I'm your co-host, Mike Safosnick, live from the compound. As always, sitting next to me, my boy, Chuck Philpott.
Where's my beer?
All right, Chuck, calm down. Chuck, already. Son, goddamn it. All right, first of all, we want to apologize for the audio foobar yesterday. The first
it
8 minutes of the
show.
Fucked up beyond all recognition. Come on, Chuck. Get your head in the game over here, Chuck. We're going to get you your beer in a second.
Fucking tell me things before we do it. You got to tell me in the pre-production meeting, goddamn it.
This is what I have to deal with. I don't know how the show's going to get picked up, Chuck, with you screaming in the background. All right, the first 8 minutes of yesterday's show. The first 8 minutes of yesterday's show was a little messed up. First of all, let me give you out the phone number. The phone number is going to be 323-927-2966. Call in with whatever you got. Chuck, usually we give a toast to the good life because we actually live the good life, don't we, Chuck?
Oh, yeah, motherfucker. We always do.
Classy language you have on the air. All right, today we got to just give one shout out to Peter Fogoski, the police officer who was murdered by that savage, the lowest form of human scum, who hid in a broom closet after he tried to rob a drug dealer's house wearing a mask. Him and Savage shot the officer in the face, leaving behind four children. Chuck, if you're not for the death penalty, Chuck, I don't know what human wouldn't be, you know?
Listen, I can't stand that, and I am so for the death penalty. I truly believe that when those guys are found, the family should be able to kill them, not just the family should be able to kill them, and Sandusky should be killed too.
All right, Chuck, they actually got – all right, relax with the Sandusky talk. We didn't get to any kid-touching stuff yet. We know you're an advocate of that as a member of NAMBLA. Listen, they actually got both guys, Chuck. So the only thing, Chuck, you know I'm pretty cheap. I hate using the electricity. I hate the fact that you're at my house right now with the lights on and stuff, but I'd actually pay the electricity bill to watch that savage get burned in a chair. All right, Chuck, let's open up our beer for the day. We're both going to be drinking Delirium Tremors beer. Ready to say a little cheers, Chuck?
I love it. It's very delightful. Nice and easy.
All right, so if you're following along at home, it's Delirium. It's in that white bottle. Chuck, we had this in Pittsburgh. Remember that?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I love that Pittsburgh place.
That's when you got thrown out of Permanente Brothers. All right, Chuck. So we start the show off every day with a good quote. So I'm reading a Hunter S. Thompson book. So here's a quote for us, Chuck. You ready? He says, "I hate to advocate drugs, alcohol, sex, and insanity to anyone. But hey, Chuck, it always worked for me." All right, Chuck. The question on everyone's mind, on the message boards, I got a few text messages and a few BBMs. People want to know, did you get your Subway sandwich today, and was it free?
All right. Yes, I did get my Subway sandwich, and yes, it was free. It felt good to get 12 inches of great sandwich, spicy Italian with my famous Chipotle sauce, and it was very delicious. Of course, I have a nice A&W root beer with it.
Now, Chuck, that's probably not the first time you had 12 inches of Italian surprise but for free, but hey. Who's counting? All right, Chuck. So listen, what we do after the show, we hang out, we have a few more beers in my house, and we read the feedback. Yesterday we had 23 listeners. We listened to all the feedback, and basically everyone loved the fact – excuse me?
22 because of me.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck. You're a good listener, though. But people love the fact that we were talking about sports and all over the place. People enjoy that. They love the Gonzo Radio where it's sports and, you know, your hooker stories and drinking and books and recipes. We're going to hit up everything. People want today more drinking stories, which I guess we're at – Chuck, we're fans of the beer, I believe. So I figured the first maybe 15, 20 minutes of the show, we'll talk about any drinking stories you have, any insanity, any crazy one-night stand stories, anything that can entertain our listeners. Now, Chuck, everyone knows about my famous Arturo Gatti story, and if we have time, I'm going to tell my story at the end of the show, I promise you. Before we take any callers – the phone number again is 323-927-2966. We actually have a couple callers calling in already. Chuck, I want to know, Chuck, do you have any good drinking stories for us?
Oh, of course. I have plenty. Probably about 116 of them.
Well, we only have 25 minutes left, so give me one.
All right. I'll tell you one of my favorites. We were in Albright College in Reading, Pennsylvania, my friend's school.
Okay.
Now, we have a couple people with us. We're drinking and hammered. I'm chugging Captain and Sprite, and it's getting ugly. And you could tell, probably like 7 o'clock in the afternoon, getting hammered. I'm supposed to go to a party at some Chinese house. They make food for you and everything.
Oh, well,
turns out Chuck Philpott gets a little out of control, gets wasted, and there's a picture on Facebook. There's a picture of me sitting on the toilet, passed out with my clothes on. Don't know why I'm there. but I'm passed out. And turns out my friend got hit by a car that night, and I woke up at 5 in the morning with no clue what happened, and they told me the kid got hit by a car and was doing pretty bad.
Chuck.
No.
Chuck, did your friend survive? Chuck, did your friend survive that horrific crash?
Yeah, he's fine. He just doesn't know how to taste the smell anymore, he said.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. Chuck, what were you drinking that night, you said?
Captain and Sprite, and then probably everything else they were handing me. I was trying to dance for the girls, you know, trying to show off, but I got messed up.
Wow. Chuck, you know what? You just show class. You do, Chuck. You're a classy dude, Chuck.
Yeah.
That's why I'm privileged to do a show with you. All right, so, Chuck, today, after a few drunk stories, we're probably going to hit up a little sports talk. We'll do a little Yankees, obviously. The news about Lou Piniella going to the Yes broadcasting booth, hopefully to the managerial seat in 2013. You know, I'm anti Joe Girardi. We got a little Eli staff view, how he...
I think he's gay.
Well, Chuck, you are going to get us thrown off the internet. You're going to be the first man to ever get us thrown off internet radio. Do you know that?
Howard Stern, then I won't.
All right, now listen, Chuck, we actually might have, I just got a text message as we speak. My phone's obviously not on ring, but we might have a New York Giant calling in at 6:23. But I can't
wow.
tease it. I can't tease it. He plays defense for the New York Giants. He went to the University of Virginia. His initials are CC. He wears number 99. And I'll be honest, Chuck, if he doesn't give a call in, I might just give out his address.
You won't.
No, lives in Alpine, New Jersey. Chuck, you want to tempt me, Chuck? I'm going to give out his block in a second. All right, Chuck, listen, we're going to go to our first caller. Hold on, Chuck, for 1 second. Chuck, give a call back in. Chuck, you actually you exited out. I apologize for the audio thing. Chuck and I are trying to still get this worked out together. I promise you, I'm going to give you my Ettore Gatti story. I'll give you a tease on it. I was in Atlantic City, 21 years old, and I see the boxing great Ettore Gatti. I see him there. I take a picture with him. He wasn't too happy I took a picture with him. He sees me in the bathroom. He exposed himself. And proceed to smack me in the face. When you get the whole story going, you'll hear it. Chuck, you back on?
Yeah.
Chuck, I apologize, Chuck. This whole studio thing in front of us is pretty bad. All right, Chuck, you want me to give my Ettore Gatti story and let the callers hold on for a second or no?
You know, let's get to the callers first, right? You want to save it to the end of the show?
You know what, Chuck? I just got a few text messages. Tell the Gatti story, tell the Gatti story, tell the Gatti story.
Do what the fans want, man.
All right, so here's what happens. I go to Atlantic City, 21 years old. I'm in a bar right off the boardwalk. I see Ettore Gatti there. It's after one of his fights with Mickey Ward, maybe 2 months later. So he's sober. I walk over to him nicely, tell him I'm a huge fan, even though I'm lying. I was praying for Mickey Ward to knock him out. So I see him. I shake his hand. I buy him a shot or two, reluctantly. You know, I don't want to spend money. I buy him a couple of shots, just bullshit with him, tell him how he's the best fighter. You know, I'm stroking him, Chuck. I'm stroking him. Around 20 minutes later, I go back. He's just doing – everyone in the world is buying him shots. Finally, he comes up to me. I go up to him. I say, hey, Ettore, can I get a quick picture with you? He says, no. I said, what do you mean I can't get a picture with you? He's like, you're not getting a picture. I said, listen, let me get one pitch. I'm a huge fan. No
Derek
shot.
Off.
What happened?
Derek off.
Yeah, wait till what happens, Chuck. So I'm like, fuck this. I have my little disposable camera. I wind it back, hold the flash button, put my arm around him. And, Chuck, you've seen the picture. It's hanging in my basement. It's one of my celebrity pictures. I put my arm around him. I snap the picture. He pushes me away pretty hard into the bar. No big deal. I walk away happy because I got my picture of Ettore Gatti. He'll make my wall of fame right next to the Nicky Dasha picture. So what happens is maybe like an hour later, I keep looking at Gatti. He's drinking. Every girl that walks by, he's grabbing their ass, grabbing their boobs. He's basically acting like Justin Walker in the bar. Just any girl that walks by is going to be ravaged and molested by him. So I go into the bathroom, and around 2 minutes later, the door kicks open. I hear the door slam against the wall. Ettore Gatti walks in. Not that big of a guy, but that was my pre-workout days, Chuck. Obviously, you see me now, how big and jacked I am.
He's jacked on juice.
I do look like I'm on juice. I'm the Ryan Braun of radio hosts. So I see him, and he tells me,
I'm
going to try to clean this up a little bit, Chuck. He looks at me. He goes, hey, why don't you take a picture of this? Proceeds to turn to the left and pull out the hog and show me his hog. So me, letting him know what the deal is, I said, do you know who I am? Meanwhile, Chuck, who was I? I was a 21-year-old kid. Living in my mom's basement, worried about my Madden fantasy football team. That's who I was.
You're pretty much me.
Basically, Chuck, I was you a few years ago. So I pull my pants up quick. I wash my hands. And I'm like, God, don't fuck with me. You have no idea who I am. And I run out of the bathroom because he's still peeing. I know he wasn't going to hold it. Let's be honest. So I go out to my boys. I'm like, dude, we got to go. I think Ettore Gatti wants to fight me. They're like, listen, just listen to yourself. You're telling everybody Ettore Gatti the champion wants to fight you. I'm like, dude, I think he wants to fight me. Fast forward, I'm standing there. He's grilling me. He's giving me the stink eye, and not the good stink eye, the bad stink eye. So I see him. He walks by me, and he smacks my Bud Light bottle off out of my hand because it was like an outside boardwalk bar, smashes it onto the ground. So I'm like, fuck, God, he's going to fuck me up. Now, that was before my pre-boxing training, Chuck. So now a huge circle circles us around. So I'm like, oh, shit, someone better break this up. I can't fight Gotti. I have one fight my whole life, and it was in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. So I circle him around. I walk up to him. I'm like, Mo, you don't know who I am. Well, again, I'm nobody. I'm just finishing my Catcher in the Rye book. He walks over to me with his baseball glove-sized hands, mushes my face, throws me to the ground. So now I got to amp myself up. I run up and go full speed at him, swing, and it was the freaking Kevin Arnold punch. I punched the dude in his shoulder, Chuck. I punched the tour guy in his shoulder and proceed to mush me again, throw me to the ground, and then 2 seconds later, bounces broke it up. I was carried away, my face bright red, embarrassed. The best part of the story, Chuck, is that everyone's standing next to me, all my boys, like, oh, you can fuck him up. You can fuck him up. Obviously, Chuck, I didn't fuck him up.
All right,
before we take another caller, Chuck, you give me another drunk story, Chuck, as I screen through the calls over here.
All right, well, one more. I wasn't prepared for this, but...
Go on the whim, baby. Go on the whim.
All right, well, listen. Went to a Yankee game once. Came back to my friend. He's going to probably have to call for a couple of minutes. Went back to his house just to hang out with a couple of friends. And I was like, I'm not going to drink. Yankees lost. I was pissed. You know, I'm not a big drinker. So next thing you know, he brings out a huge, like, gallon bottle of Captain Morgan. So that was my drink at the time. That was right around the Albright story.
Okay.
So next thing you know, I'm in my back with Yankees hat. I'm in my Texecutioner shirt. You've been texecuted. And next thing you know.
Wait, he was texecuted while back.
Carrying me in my car, put me in my back seat. And I went to pee in my bathroom. I pissed all over my pants. And let's just say it looked like I got arrested by a cop. If you look at the picture, my tongue's out. I'm out of control. And I don't know how they got me in my bed that night.
All right, Chuck, we have a caller. Hold on. I think this might be, before we say hello, is this our resident hippie from Occupy Wall Street? The bleeding heart liberal, Erica?
Hello?
Erica, you're on the air, Erica.
I am?
How are you?
My girl, Erica.
Good.
Oh, is this Dominique?
Yes.
Hi, Dominique. What's going on? Dom, you on the air? Dom, you there? I think we lost Dominique. Chuck, you better clean. Oh, here she is again. Hold on.
You might be doing sign language.
Dominique, you there? No, we lost Dominique. Thank God, Chuck, as you were telling another hooker story. Thank God this. Chuck, where's her? Chuck, where is that parent, Chuck? Is that the Casey Anthony of parents letting them listen to us? Apparently. Erica, you'll hear her call the show from time to time. She's the biggest bleeding heart liberal hippie you've ever met. I'm surprised she doesn't live in Canada and commutes down here. She's letting her daughter listen to this show, Chuck. After yesterday's show talking about you getting hookers in Punta Cana and traveling to Amsterdam for a one-night stand, she's going to have her daughter call the show, Chuck?
Me.
What happened, Chuck?
That was the other Chuck. That wasn't me.
Chuck, really, Chuck. After the show yesterday, you went downstairs to my library of all my travel books, Amsterdam, and I see three little flags all in the red light district. Chuck, what's up with that, Chuck? Can you explain that?
I don't know. I booked a little control last night.
All right, Chuck. Like I said, we'll do a little bit. All right, Chuck, we have another call calling in, Chuck. Let's see who we got calling here. Hold on.
Let's take it.
All right, hey, you're on the air with The Good Life. Who's calling?
This is Katie
and Jackie.
Hi, Katie and Jackie. What's going on?
Well, I'm calling in the
house. Rachel and Joe.
What happened?
And we're just calling to say how big fans we are of the show.
Katie, you sound nervous. Are you nervous on the air, Katie?
Not at all. Are you nervous on the air?
Yeah, very nervous. I have Chuck sitting next to me, breathing over my shoulder.
Hi, Chuck.
Eating a Cubby sandwich.
How you doing, Katie? My favorite goaltender in the world.
Chuck, I miss you. We all miss you guys, and we love you.
Thank you. Promote the show at Wagner.
Chuck, it's Joe Sedaris. I'm just sitting here with the girls drinking some Coke with my orange juice.
Mom,
who drinks coke with their orange juice?
All right. Mr. Sedaris, what's going on?
Nothing much, just hanging out with the ladies.
Joe, listen to me. If you want to go drunk stories, that's what we're doing, Joe. We're doing crazy drunk stories. I just told my famous Satoru Gotti story. Chuck just told one of his 38 hooker stories, how he ended up with three or four hookers, two dudes one time. Joe, we need a good drunk story out of you and clean it up. We're on the air and no racial or religious bias here. Give us a good story, Joe. First of all, Joe, how's your shoulder?
It feels good.
All right, good. How's the right hand doing? I know it's pretty good since you're playing FIFA a lot lately, right?
That's hilarious. It's good. It's doing good.
All right, how's FIFA? Is FIFA still a good game?
FIFA is wonderful.
I've been trying
to play. I heard it's getting boring.
What, Chuck?
I heard it's getting boring.
Wow. Chuck, way to start.
It's getting boring?
Excuse me, Chuck.
Right here.
The FIFA girls are at it.
Joe, give us a good story.
Legs the other day.
Joe, give us a good story before we let you go, buddy.
I'm in front of my girlfriend. I can't really be telling you the funniest drug stories that I have.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
All right, Joe. Thank you for calling the show. We'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
We love you.
All right. Bye, Hope.
Please, guys.
All right, Chuck. Is your goal in life is to break up relationships?
No, you know what? He brought up the whole orange juice pulp thing. You know, that hits home.
Chuck, but the man's in a relationship. You're telling him his relationship's getting boring. You don't like him because he drinks pulp in his
arm? I was just joking. I was with her the other night. She's obviously a jokester like me. I'm a fan of Rachel.
What happened?
I'm a fan of Rachel, Jackie, and Katie, but not Joe because he drinks orange juice with pulp, which I hate.
All right. We're going to get a couple more calls coming in. Chuck, let's go to – we'll do 2 minutes of sports real quick because that's our specialty. You specialize in hookers and – I guess sports. I guess my specialty is sports and maybe some beer. I'm anti-hooker, anti-prostitution, anti-any of that. You know that, Chuck.
Of course I know that. Very well.
Chuck, so you texted me all excited that Lupinella is going to the booth next year for Yes.
Yeah, I broke that story. He's going to the booth. He's one of my favorite guys of all time. And actually, I would love for him to be our manager. But I think he's going to be awesome. Him and Paul Neal in the same booth. They hate each other. And it's going to be great in the booth.
Chuck, there might be a fist fight. It's going to be like you and I watching a Giants game together, Chuck.
Exactly.
Chuck, I tell you the big reason why I want Lupinella to coach the Yankees.
Why is that?
A-Rod loves him.
Oh, man, and now I love him too.
A-Rod looks at him as a second father. And, you know, sometimes I wish Lupinella was my father. That man is just a genius. I love Lupinella.
I think he might be my father. My mom banged him the other night.
All right, Chuck, how are we gonna have a family listen to this show, Chuck, with your hooker and Lupinella banging your mom stories, Chuck?
This is Gonzo Radio.
It is Gonzo Radio, Chuck. It's not incest radio. All right, Chuck. Eli Manning. I know you're a Jet fan.
Yes.
Eli Manning. We don't do stats on the show. We're not one of those shows that are gonna sit here and say his passer rating was this, Nick Dosh is this many inches. We're not doing that. We're gonna say right now, Eli Manning, I'll give you one stat of the day. He's the only quarterback in NFL history, besides Dan Marino, to watch, Chuck.
They threw three 400 passing games in 1 year.
He has 400 yards. He's going to get another one, Chuck. That's what he's going to do. All right, we have
I think he might dress in the Cowboys again, so he could do it again.
All right, Chuck, we have two calls calling in, Chuck. Hold on for 1 second, all right?
All right.
Hey, what's going on? You're on The Good Life with Mike and Chuck. Who do we have here?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Erica.
Oh, it's our resident.
Erica.
Erica,
hey,
what do you
think? Hey, I might be a hippie,
today,
but
Erica?
Chuck, I don't like Pope either.
Don't get him started,
exactly,
Erica.
Exactly, right? Pope, who likes to drink? Who likes to eat their orange juice? I mean, really?
Erica,
no, it's nasty.
No, Erica, you can't get him started, Erica, with the pulp. He's sitting next to me. He just kicked a beer bottle complaining about pulp. Erica, don't get him started.
So where's the alcohol, Chuck?
Erica, I have two quick questions for you, Erica, okay?
Yes.
One, what block are you on tonight on Occupy Wall Street? Which corner are you working tonight for Occupy Wall Street, handing out flowers?
I'm not really sure. I walk around.
Obviously.
I might come back in on your door.
Please.
Oh, yeah.
Erica. One, Erica, your hippie kind isn't allowed here, Erica. Seriously. We shower at the compound. That's the main objective.
Those lies. I've slept in your bed many a times.
You didn't tell me, Micah.
Wait.
You're hiding secrets right now?
Listen, we're not hiding secrets. Erica, we're not going to blow up spots. You never slept in the bed with me, though, Erica. Is that a fact?
Oh. That's correct. That's a
fact.
So
Erica, we don't say names, but I know my friends are listening. You slept in my house probably three times. Erica, have you ever slept next to me in the house three times?
Nope.
Therein lies the problem with my house. This is the place to live. Not anymore.
I thought this show was PG-13.
What, Chuck?
I thought this show was PG-13.
It was, Chuck. Erica, we have a couple questions for you, Erica. One, how do you let your beautiful daughter, one of my best friends, Dominique, listen to the show when Chuck's talking about prostitutes?
Yeah, well, I didn't realize you were going to be talking about that tonight, but whatever.
Yeah,
is it any different from when you hang out with her one-on-one and what you talk to her about? Like, she's kind of used to it by now, I think.
Erica, right now
oh
we have...
Oh, my God.
Erica, we have 29 listeners right now. Just tell them a normal conversation I have with your 9-year-old daughter. Just a normal conversation.
Oh,
geez. When I feel.
You tell her about movies.
What else?
You like to flaunt your Facebook page.
Wait, Erica, we actually had our first little tiff argument the other night, didn't we?
Yeah, I was pissed.
You were pissed, and I saw your face really red. What happened? You didn't say where we were, because I don't want to blow up anybody's spots, but we were bored somewhere, so you had your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
I edited all the Barack Obama websites. And I know I did, and all the hippie websites, the Woodstock, I exited all that. What exactly did you do, Chuck? Erica, what exactly did we have an argument about?
Well, you were showing her skanky pictures on Facebook.
Chuck, her daughter, for her birthday, I'm pretty close with Erica, I'm getting her daughter Facebook for her for Christmas. That's what I'm getting her.
Not happening.
And Twitter, too.
And, well, Chuck, she's already on Twitter. Follow her, at Mike Saffa. We actually share a Twitter account. So follow me. Listen, Erica, we're going to let you go. We have a few more calls coming in, Erica. We're going to let you go. Thank you for calling. And the show's going to be clean the rest of the night, so have Dominique listen, okay?
Yeah, I bet.
And if Dominique wants to call tomorrow, Erica, I know she's practicing a song. Tomorrow we'll do a family show because my 7-year-old cousin's going to call in. So we can have Dominique call also tomorrow. We'll do a family show tomorrow.
Nice.
Erica, thank you for calling, Erica. All right, Chuck, we have another caller calling in. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to The Good Life with Mike and Chuck. Who do we have here?
What's going on? Pat Savage.
Hey,
Pat, what's up, buddy?
What up?
I like that
That's going back to what you just said, I don't think it's going to be the rest of the show. I don't think it's going to be clean.
Not a problem. Wait, Savage, let me explain. I love that theme. I want to get Savage tattooed across my neck. But anyway,
yeah.
Savage, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
What's going on?
What can you add to the show today? We have 7 minutes left. Like I said, it's going to be clean. What can you add to the show?
Clean.
Right, what do you got, bro?
Let's go. What do you got?
What's going on, Chuck? I'm just coming back from Dallas. I'm just recovering this weekend from the game. Flew after the Giants game.
He went to the Dallas Giants game, and he was getting chased out of the stadium.
Getting booed. I was getting cursed at. I'm outside. I'm walking out of the stadium with 44 seconds left. We walked out of our seats.
Okay.
And I'm getting cursed at. Nobody forced anything.
Why did you walk out? You thought it was over.
We thought it was over. We're walking
okay,
in.
I'm a huge Giant fan. I thought it was
He's
over.
He's honest.
Oh, yeah, of course. We thought it was – well, no, 44 seconds when we scored. We thought we won at that point. So they have the ball. They're kicking the field goal, and we walk out. We're figuring it's going to be a tie or it's going to be – we're going to get it. After they call that timeout and it was one more touchdown, one more field goal, we ran out as soon as that field goal was blocked. We ran for our lives. Just trying to get out of there. Just trying to get out of there as soon as possible because it wasn't going to be good.
I know,
we get all the way to the bottom of the field,
okay.
And walk into the parking lot. One fucking redneck is like, you guys didn't win. Fuck you guys. So knowing us, we had to go back. He offers to give me the classic Texas beatdown in the parking lot.
Okay, which means he goes down on you, right?
I think it's the same thing. Yeah, I think it's
okay.
The same thing as the big ass whooping. I'm not sure.
Okay, no, cool.
I'm not sure. It was the same thing, but it was definitely an interesting time. It was probably
Dallas.
The first and last
okay.
time I'll go to Dallas.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm talking about. Any good food places out there? Since we're also a food show.
I went to a Texas barbecue place, which was like a smokehouse, and the girls there are a bunch of smoke shows. I couldn't believe how hot the girls were there.
I can get into details, but I know
this is a clean portion of the show, which...
Chuck told
I
me.
Obviously didn't come on the right segment.
Yeah, you know, you have great stories. Listen, we have 5 minutes left. Bang it out in a minute. That's what she said. Give us a good story. Give us a good Dallas story right now. A girl story.
Dallas story.
Or a drunk story. Any drunk story you got.
We'll give you a minute on the air. We've got 5 minutes left. You got 1 minute. Give us a good story.
All right, Chuck. Right? I don't think you were there for the Seaside 2009. I get wasted. I'm drinking Jack Daniels. I never drink Jack Daniels. I pass out, go do the Irish goodbye in the morning, wake up with lipstick all over me. It looks like a crime scene.
It looked like a I had makeup on me and everything. I have ink all down my leg. My friends have started to sign my body with their names. I go home and shower. The next morning, my friend Dom goes to me. He's like, oh, did you see your back? I didn't. Now, it's not like the back's not easy access to wash. I turn around in big bubble letters. It says crack, K-R-A-C-K, in big bubble letters. It was I had my first tramp stamp at 19 years old.
What?
Tramp stamp.
Oh, there's your first tranny there. I said, really? His first.
Nah, that didn't come until 20.
I was going to say, you're a late first one.
That's impossible to wake up when he's out cold from drinking. He'll sleep anyway, too, on the floor.
Needless to say, Chuck, I mean, you got to stay away from that JD.
I learned from that. I asked my prom date out while I was throwing up from Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels, or was that the Absolute?
No, Absolute. It was Junior Prom. Absolute was my prom date.
That was your prom date. You had a better prom date than me.
Yes. Yeah. Senior date was Jack Williams, the 6'9" black dude from Davidson. All right, Savage, we're going to let you go. Hopefully we'll
all righty, guys. Good luck.
We'll meet up, have a beer, because Chuck and I are drinking right now.
We'll do. I'll have one for you guys.
All right. Have a good day, buddy.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Thanks for calling in.
Legendary.
Chuck, we got one more caller. Hold on.
All right.
Is this my man from Indiana?
Yeah.
Elwood.
How are you?
Elwood, hey. I apologize for getting to you a little late. We had all these callers calling in. What's up, my man? The first ever caller to the Good Life Radio Show.
Oh, yeah.
My man, Elwood.
Got my drug story ready.
Elwood, hit us with it, buddy. We have 3 minutes left, and I kind of want to end with you. You give us a Midwestern drunk story.
I was in college, and...
What college?
And there's this sorority, and all the chicks are fat, nasty, and ugly.
That's what I'm talking about.
They called me for a party, and I called my buddy, and I said, I just got invited to a party at this... He said, so did I. So we go to this party. There's only about 8 guys at this party with about 30 women. And we're like, what's going on? And then we notice that the 8 of us are kind of above attractive. You know, we'd probably be the most attractive 8 guys in all the, you know, I thought, oh, something's fishy. Then we realized it was the sausage fest. The girls start bringing out the good booze. You know, the kind of stuff you've only read about and couldn't afford.
Yes,
so
sir.
They line up all the good booze. And they start dressing slinkier and slinkier, and we thought, oh, hell, we're in a sausage fest with fat, ugly chicks. But we couldn't leave because the booze were so damn good. So what we did was when we got pretty drunk and they were starting to look good, we called one of our buddies up to come pick us up in his van. But what we did was we started dialing when they weren't looking. All of our buddies, we called, like, Ben with epilepsy and hair lips Steve, and we called all the disgusting guys we could think of and told them to come on over. There's hot chicks with booze. So on cue, as my buddy's van pulled up so we could escape, the other guys started showing up.
No.
And those girls were pissed, you know. We were gone, and they're set 300-pound epileptic Ben drinking their good booze, you know. Beautiful. Never try to trick us. But that's my favorite drug story.
Elwood, I'll be honest with you. That's an amazing. Listen, we have 3 other calls. I'm not even going to hang up on you. We have 1:30 left. We'll finish the show tomorrow. Elwood, what a classic story. So none of your boys, none of the good-looking guys, got any ass that night?
We didn't want any of that. Hey, dude, I was hitting the gym 6 out of 7 days back then. I didn't have any trouble getting women, even with my lousy personality. I was built. I mean, they invited the 8 best guys on campus, and I knew what it was. So we drank their booze. I got the vodka with the gold floating in it and woodchuck, which by the way was expensive back then. And I got all the good stuff. But when we got too drunk, we had somebody come by in a van and pick us up. It was like a flyby. The van stopped. We jumped in. We were gone. But then by then all the other guys started showing up. You know, call him. He's a nerd. It was all the guys that couldn't get in our fraternity because they were just woof. I mean, we called some real losers.
Elwood,
so those guys probably got lucky.
That's what I was going to ask you, Elwood.
See you, buddy.
Questions. One, what college was this?
It was at IUPUI.
Okay. What, Indiana? Was Indiana University Purdue?
Anderson.
Purdue University, Indianapolis. Yeah.
They were in the tournament a few years ago, weren't they?
Sure was.
Okay, okay.
You better believe it.
Said.
What happened, Chuck?
Yeah, it's Curtis Grandison School, I think.
Oh, is it? Okay, okay. And now, real quick, we have 30 seconds left. Did those guys get ass, the nerdy guys? Did they get ass?
I hope so. All power to them. I didn't
want
it,
drunk.
And I have no problem with them taking it.
All power to them.
All right, hey,
Ben, had that epileptic fit in the middle of sex. It might be good. What do I know?
Oh, my God.
Right, come on. Right, we're going to let you go. We have 15 seconds left. Thank you for calling the show. We're going to let you go. All right, Chuck, you got 10 seconds. Chuck, give you goodbye quick.
Well, it was a great show. Best of the shows we've ever had. And thank you guys for listening and calling.
All right, this is The Good Life. Call. tomorrow. We got 4 or 5 callers. I'm sorry I didn't get to you. We'll get to you tomorrow. Have a good night. I love everybody.
Bye-bye. Peace.
Chuck.